所查考的圣经。
Let's come back to the passage we were studying earlier.
就是主耶稣变貌。
Which is the transfiguration of Lord Jesus.
那到底主耶稣在哪里变貌？
Where exactly did Jesus transfigure?
路加第九章
Luke chapter 9
28节
Verse 28 Now it came to pass about 8 days after this saying that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray.
这里说耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰上山祷告。
So here say he took, Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray.
那前面这个便便给5000个人吃在哪里
？So where was the feeding of 5,000 took place？
如果我们看那个马可第六章哦，主耶稣夸过了湖之后，就好多人来找他。
So if we read the Mark chapter 5, after Jesus has crossed the river or the lake, many people have come to seek him.
那主耶稣很可怜，就开始讲道。
And Lord Jesus had mercy on them, so he began to speak.
一直讲到太阳下山。
He spoke until the sunset.
所以吃饼五千个人，这个是在湖边的。
So feeding the 5,000 was on the side of the lake.
但是变貌是在山上。
But however, the transfiguration took place on the mountain top.
那吃饼有五千个人。
Now there were 5,000 that were fed.
看过变貌只有三个人。
But there were only three that saw the transfiguration of Lord Jesus.
所以我们在教会里面要提到说，大家来见证神的恩典。
So when we mention about for people to come to testify the grace and blessing they have received on the Lord,
每一个人大概都有很多见证。
Every single one of us probably have a lot of testimony to give.
这个都是神的恩典，都是好的。
These are all the grace of God.
This is good. 大部分的见证都是。地上的困难得解决，找不到工作，生病得医治，都是这些。
But most of our testimony was centered around the difficulties that was a result by God, or the physical blessings that they have received.
这个都是神的恩典。
These are all grace and blessing of God.
但是教会里面如果我们能够听到我们信耶稣以后这种内心的改变这个也是非常好的见证。
However, if in the church you can hear the transformation of our heart after we come to believe in Christ, this type of testimony is wonderful.
我信耶稣以后真的有体会在地如天。
When I come to believe in Christ, I have experienced living on earth as in heaven.
虽然我生活没有改变
even though my lives haven't changed.
但我信耶稣以后每天我活得好像活在天国。
But after believing Christ, I live every day as I live in heaven.
如果用比例来讲
，If we use a proportion or to compare，
是只有三个
，There were only three。
这个是我们要努力的。
Obviously, this is the target that we should strive for。
当然，前面的恩典是好的。
Of course, the blessing that were mentioned before was good。
但是那个恩典是外在的。
But those blessings are eternal。
那这个看到耶稣变貌，这个满足是主耶稣就在前面。
But this type of satisfaction seeing the transfiguration of Jesus is right in the front.
耶稣就在里面。
Jesus is right inside of us.
那种喜乐，那种甜美，那种平安。
This type of sweetness, joy and peace is in our heart.
所以那个在追求，不是在追求神的恩典，是在追求神本身。
So this kind of pursuit is not about pursuing the blessing of God, but about pursuing God Himself.
所以我们常常在祷告说：“神啊，给我这个，给我这个，给我这个，都是神以外的东西。”
So often we pray about God, Lord, please give us this, please give us that. It's always about things that besides God.
那最宝贵是什么？
But what's the most precious thing?
神啊，求你住在我里面。
Oh Lord, please dwell inside of my heart.
追求神本身。
To pursue God Himself.
这个就是我们祷告会的目标。
This is the purpose and the objective of our prayer session.
那神如果住在我们里面。
If God dwells in our heart,
那是极大的满足。
How wonderful and how satisfying that will be.
那我们怎么体会到这种满足呢？
And how can we experience this kind of satisfaction?
28节说上山去祷告。
Verse 28 say they went up on the mountain to pray.
山代表什么？
What does mountain refer to?
在圣经里面山代表属灵的高处。
In the Bible, the mountain refers to a spiritual high ground.
所以耶稣上山去祷告，在属灵上就是我们的灵性要往上成长。
So Jesus went up to mountain pray. It means for us that we must elevate our spirituality.
那我们的祷告就会更有体验。
And then our prayer will have more experience.
那什么叫做上山
？So what else does it mean by going up on mountain？
我们看 以西结书三十四章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 34.
以西结书的三十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 12. As a shepherd seeks
四十三章十二节，对不对？
Ezekiel chapter 43 verse 12. This is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountain top is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple.
这里说殿的法则。
Here say that this is the law of the temple.
这个殿在现在就是教会。
Now temple refers to the church today.
那法则是什么？
And what does the law refer to?
这个殿要盖在山顶上。
That the temple must be built on the top of the mountain.
视为全界要称为圣。
And that the whole area surrounding the mountain top is to be the most holy.
什么是圣？
What does it mean to be holy?
圣就是有分别。
To be holy is to be separate.
跟世界有分别。
To be separate from this world.
所以主耶稣叫我们不要离开世界。
So Lord Jesus tells us not to leave this world.
要住在世界。
We must live in this world.
但是住在世界要跟世界有分别。
However, live in this world, but to be separated from this world.
因为我们不属世界。
Because we do not belong to this world.
那困难就在这里。
So this is a difficulty.
所以爬到山上就是表示我们住在世界，但是我们的生活、思想、观念跟世界有分别。
So climb up to the mountain means that we live in this world, but however, our concept, our value system, and everything we do are different and separate from this world.
那这样叫做圣。
And this is called holy.
这个叫做灵性的高。
This is called a spiritual high ground.
那是这样祷告就很容易体验神。
And if we pray this way, we can experience God very easily.
那世界里面呢，有很多的风俗潮流。
And in this world, there are many trends and many differences.
或者很多的文化。
And many cultures.
我们如果读旧约圣经啊。
If we read Old Testament.
好像我们过去读历代志上记下。
For example, we have read First and Second Chronicles.
我们仔细看哦，这个好王跟坏王有一个最重要的差别在哪里？
So if we read them carefully, what are the difference between the good and bad kings?
凡是提到坏王，都是带以色列百姓去拜偶像。
Every time you mention about bad kings, these the things they do is they let the people of Israel to worship the idols.
凡是好王，都是在讲他把偶像拆掉，把祭坛拆掉，把祭司全部都杀掉。
And the good king, whenever they mention good king, they always mention about tear down the high place, tear down the idols, and lead people back to God and worship them.
然后带领他们回来拜神。
And they lead them back to worshiping God.
这个都是叫做好王。
And these are all the good kings.
那有时候我们在家里啊，就是在带领我们家庭啊。
Sometimes at home we are leading our family members.
那如果以这样的例子来讲
，So use that as example.
什么叫做好的父母
？So what can be considered as a good parents?
就是带领我们的孩子离开偶像来拜神。
To lead our kids, our children away from the idol and back to worshiping God.
这样我们家庭里面体验就会多。
And this way our family will experience from God.
那我们对小孩子有时候这个价值观的无形中一直谈话都会灌输在他身上。
And sometimes we will unknowingly transfer our value system to our children when we converse with them. What is the most important?
我们没有讲我们的生活方式已经在教导他们。
Even though we didn't say our lifestyle have taught them.
但是有时候我们自己本身就是一个偶像让下一代的效法。
Sometimes we ourselves is like acting as an idol for our children to imitate.
比方说看成功超过一切。
For example, we regard success as surpassing everything else.
只有成功才是有价值。
Only if success is is value above anything
else. 你要突出你才有价值。
If you want to be outstanding,That's the most valuable thing.
所以你有没有价值就是你有没有突出有没有成功。
So whether you are valuable or not, it depends on whether you surpass and whether you break through or whether you are successful.
这个是在我们下一代的心中建偶像。
This is in a way building the idol in our next generation's heart.
但是我们说圣经里面不但以理不是当宰相吗？
But then we say that in Daniel become a prime minister.
那我们仔细看哦。但以理是他自己要当宰相吗？
But if we look carefully, Daniel wants to be a prime minister.
从第一章开始是神把他推上去的。
From chapter 1 and onward, it was God who pushed up to the position.
他从最小的世界他就分别为圣。
We can see that from very little thing, he separate himself from the world.
从吃的东西他就分别为圣了。
From the food, from eating, he separate himself from the world.
那神一直把他推到 宰相。
But God continued to elevate him to the position of prime minister.
但是当他当宰相的时候
，But when he became a prime minister,
谁最大
？Who is the biggest?
宰相是在王之下。
Now prime minister is below the king.
不是王最大。
Not the king.
是神最大。
It is God who is the greatest.
所以王的命令跟神冲突，神为主。
So when king's command is contradict with God's command, then you put God first.
有好几次他差不多有时候他差不多失掉生命。
There are many times he was about to lose his life.
但是神保守他。
But God preserved him.
好像掉到狮子坑是保守他。
For example, he was put in the lion's den.
所以他不但没有失去宰相的职位。
So he not only did not lose his position of a prime minister.
那个王啊，更尊重他。
The king respect him even more.
所以当一个人有办法在这么高的职位的时候，还是神最大啊，当然成功也没有关系啊。
So when a person in his such a high position can still regard God as the highest and greatest, it's okay to be successful.
所以对战力来讲，成功并不是比神还重要。
So to Daniel, to be successful is not more important to be respectful to God.
神把他一直推上去的。
Because it was God who pushed him up, elevate him to be the position of prime minister.
那有时候我们在家里面，我们常常给下一代设下一个财务的理想。
So sometimes at home, we sometimes put this goal for our next our children.
所以成功就赚很多的钱。
A successful meaning to earn a lot of money.
这个到最后变成偶像。
This eventually will become an idol in their heart.
我没有赚这么多，我就没有价值。
If we didn't earn this much, then we have no value.
我赚这么多，就比别人有价值。
And if we earn more, then we become more valuable than others.
这个就是偶像。
This is an idol.
神不衡量人的价值是这样。
God do not measure our heart based on these kind of values.
但我们再回来看，圣经不是很多富有的人吗
？But if we come back to read the Bible, there are many wealthy people, rich men in the Bible.
比方说，约伯记，约伯不是有钱人吗
？For example, the book of Job, isn't Job a very wealthy person?
不错，约伯很富有。
It's right, Job is very wealthy.
但如果我们看约伯记
，But if we look at book of Job,
约伯说，如果我以黄金为喜乐
，Job said, if I delight in the gold,
我就得罪你啊。
I have sinned and offended you.
所以约伯并没有以钱为喜乐。
So Job did not delight in the money and his possessions.
他的心还是神最重要。
His heart regard God as the greatest.
那赏赐的神，收取的也是神。
So God gives, God takes it away.
是神给他。
It is God who gives him.
所以神拿走他也没有埋怨。
So when God took it away, he did not complain.
后来神加倍给他。
And then later on, God doubled everything he has.
为什么他可以加倍给他？
Why would God double everything he has?
因为钱不是在他心里，他不是偶像。
Because the money and position is not an idol in his heart.
所以我们在这个世界上
，So today in this world,
如果我们要灵性往上提
，If you are to elevate our spirituality,
不能有偶像。
We cannot have idols in our heart.
心里面神最大。
God must be the greatest and highest in our heart. So when we are leading our family, God is the greatest.
那这样啊，对神的体验才会活泼。
And then we will have a living experience with God.
我们来看圣经里面以西结书。
Let's turn to Book of Ezekiel.
43章。
Chapter 43.
以西结书的43章。
Ezekiel chapter 43.
第八章
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 8.
第八章的第八节
Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 8. Then he said to me, Son of man, dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door.
第九节
Verse 9. And he said to me, Go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there.Verse 10, so I went in and saw, and there every sort of creeping things, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed all around on the walls.
这里说神的灵降在以西结身上。
Here described that the Spirit of God came upon Ezekiel.
他就看到异象，看到神的形象。
So he saw the vision, the image of God.
然后第三节。
And verse 3.
有一只手抓住他的头。
There was a hand who hold on to his head.
然后他就看到异象。
And then he saw this vision.
就看到耶路撒冷。
He saw Jerusalem.
然后在第三节。
And so in verse 3.
那里有触动主怒的座位，就是惹动祭邪的。
This was a place that offended God.
这是什么？偶像。
What is this? This is the idol.
所以我们在生活当中。
So in our lives.
把信仰建在高处，就是远离世俗。
To build our faith on the higher ground, on the mountaintop, is to separate us from the world.
也就是说我们这世界上的潮流，我们风俗潮流，我们要很谨慎。
In other words, we have to be very careful and vigilant to the trend and culture of this world.
我们在教会要防备世俗跑到教会来。
In the church, we must guard against the trend of the world coming to the church.
所以教会的标准是高的。
The standard in the church is very high.
虽然我们看到很多的一般基督教界有所谓这个 mega church, 很多人上千上万。
So today we can see there are many mega churches that can still members over thousands upon thousands of members.
有很多人做过研究。
And many have done a research on these mega churches.
这些教会有几个特色。
They have some characteristics.
第一个，他讲基督教的共同点。
First, they talk about the common thing about the Christianity.
那不同的教义他不讲。
They will not talk about the difference of the doctrines.
所以这样他才能够接纳每一个教派的人。
So this way they can accommodate and accept almost more people.
第二个，他的讯息都是比较软性的。
Second, the message preached are soft.
那要吃干粮这个他不会讲。
So when it comes to preaching about solid food, they are not able to do that.
要奉献十一捐这个不会讲。
When they want to preach aboutoffering tithe, they are not able to do that.
都是比较软性。
Because the message they preach are soft.
听起来比较舒服。
So because it's very easy to accept.
第三个。
By our flesh. Third.
对罪没有立场。
Third is that they have no position when it comes to sin.
你问他堕胎没有立场。
You ask them about abortion, they have no position.
问他同性恋没有立场。
You ask them about homosexual, they don't have position.
这因为这样子，所以他可以容纳各种不同的人。
Because of this, they can accommodate all type of believers.
你问他离婚再婚，他没有立场。
They ask them about divorce and remarry. Again, they don't have a position on that.
所以他可以吸引很多的人。
So they can attract many people.
今天我们的教会不一样。
But today our church is very different.
我们要追求神的同在。
We want to pursue the abundance of God.
这个道理就是回到圣经。
Our doctrines and our truth must come back to the Bible.
那这个标准是相当高的。
And this standard is very high.
所以相当高，神才会同在。
It's because that the standard is high, then we will have the abundance of God.
我们如果教会俗化了
，Now if our church become worldly,
神同在会减少。
The abundance of God will decrease.
神同在减少，信徒就吸不住。
And when the abundance of God decreases, we can no longer attract members.
所以为什么我们教会都是向外教会买会堂
？This is the reason that we always buy chapel from other denominations, other churches.
因为没有神同在，你没有办法吸引。
Because if you don't have the abundance of God, you cannot attract people.
如果没有神同在
，if you don't have the abundance of God,
一定要很有口才的传道人。
You must have a very eloquent speakers.
或者很有趣的节目。
Or you must have a very interesting program in the church.
才有办法吸引的。
This is the only way to attract people to the church.
所以我们要把标准提高。
So we must elevate our standard.
因为圣殿要盖在山上。
Because the temple must build on the mountain top.
主耶稣在变貌，他到山上去。
So when Jesus transfigured, this happened in the mountain top.
这让我们学习，在生活中需要超越这个世界。
So this enabled to learn that in our lives we must surpass our world.
那这个到山上第二个意思。
So the second meaning about going up to the mountain.
就是我们。在好像说在灵恩会的时候
，It's that when we have a spiritual convocation，
我们暂时离开这个世界
，We temporarily leave this world，
那我们的心呢才能够集中来追求神。
So our heart can be separate from the world and concentrate, focus in pursuing God。
我们教会在办这个 NYTS 已经很久了。
Our church has been holding this NYTS event for a long time。
那今年会在我们Irvine办。
And this year, the NYTS will be held in Irvine.
那这个教会办 NYTS， 它每一次都有有一些人在发表感想。
So every time that during the NYTS, there are always people who reflect on the event.
下一次还要来。
They always say that they want to come back again.
为什么下一次会来？
Why they want to come back?
因为我在这里体验到神。
Because here they have experienced God.
那怎么体验到神？
How did they experience God?
我们一进去就鼓励他们。
Because the minute they come in, we encourage them.
在这里就是要专心。
Here you need to concentrate.
会让你不专心的全部把它拿在一
旁。Anything that keep you from concentrating, you must put it aside.
第一天最难。
The very first day is the hardest.
过了两三天就习惯了。
The second and third day they became used to it.
那这样能够专心的来追求。
So they can concentrate to pursue God.
摸到神。
And they can touch God.
满满的回去。
They are filled with blessings. They go back with the fullness.
还想要再来。
And they want to come back again.
哦，但是也有一少非常少数了。
There are also some very few.
哦，他觉得不想要再回来。
They did not want to come back again.
为什么？因为我没有得到什么。
Why? Because they did not receive anything.
那为什么没有得到什么？
Why did not they did not receive anything?
因为他在参加 NYTS 的时候。
Because when they come to attend this NYTS,
他没有想说我要跟世界隔绝。
They did not think about separating themselves from the world.
哦，他没有下功夫。
They did not put in effort.
没有下功夫就没有得到什么。
So when you don't put in effort, you will not receive anything.
跟世界暂时隔绝下功夫都有得到什么。
So for those who have separated themselves from the world temporarily, every one of them receives something.
所以这个灵恩会的体验呢，就是我们要专心来追求神。
So the experience from the spiritual convocation is that we must concentrate on pursuing God.
我们只有三天了，其实差不多两天半了。
We only have 2.5 days for the spiritual convocation.
那这个两天半，我们如果真的很专心来祷告
，if only in these 2.5 days we can really concentrate and pray.
查考圣经团契
，and study the words of God and fellowship.
我们的信仰的体验呢会增加
，and our experience from our faith will increase tremendously.
所以我们在这一次的灵恩布道会里面
，so during this spiritual convocation,
让我们下一个心智。
Let us make up a resolution.
就是我们要爬到山上来亲近神。
We want to climb up to the mountain top to experience God, to dwell ourselves near to God.
其实我们如果看主耶稣的生活有两个层面。
If we look at the life of Jesus, there are two aspects of his life.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第一节。
John chapter 8, verse 1.
约翰福音第八章第一节。
John chapter 8, verse 1. Verse 1.But Jesus went up to the Mount of Olives.
第二节
Verse 2. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them.
这个第一节说个人都回家去了，但是耶稣往橄榄山去。
So the verse before I said everyone went to his own house, but Jesus went up to the Mount of Olives.
回家做什么？休息嘛，家庭生活。
Because what do they do when they go home? They have their own family lives.
耶稣往橄榄山去。
However, Jesus went up to the Mount Olives.
第二节，清早回到殿里去。
And verse 2, now early in the morning, he came back again to the temple.
众百姓就来救他。
And so all the people came to him.
要听他的教训。
They all sat down and wanted to hear from him.
所以第二节就是耶稣的服事。
So second verse describes the servitude of Lord Jesus.
因为要服事，所以要接触很多的人。
Because he need to serve, he need to immediate experience and face a lot of people.
他带给人恩典，带给人能力。
He brought blessings, he brought power to many people.
但是那些恩典能力从哪里来？
But where did those blessings and power come from?
在第一节。
In verse 1.
他往橄榄山去。
Because he went up to the Mount Olives.
很清静的一个人来面对神。
And he himself faced God.
领受神的恩典跟能力
，to receive blessing and to receive grace and power from God，
神的同在
，to experience the abundance of God。
所以我们现在教会里面
，so today in our church，
我们有一点担心呢，就是在办一些教会的事情，好像在办活动。
We have this concern when it comes to events of this church. Sometimes we are like conducting some kind of activities.
Yeah， 布道会
，for example， evangelical service。
好像在办活动。
It's like we are holding some kind of events and activities.
没有有安静的时间来祷告。
There's no quiet time for us to pray.
从神领受能力跟神的同在。
To receive blessing and power and grace from God.
那我们就发现哦，啊，办得好像很热闹，参加的人也很多，但是吸不住。
So it appears from outside that we have a successful event. There are many people come and there are many people attended, but we cannot attract people.
那怎么让这些人吸得住？
How can we attract people so make them stay?
要有神同在。
We must have the abidance of God.
要有神同在就要跪下祷告。
To have abidance of God, we must kneel down and pray.
这个是不可以少的。
This is indispensable.
所以每一个服侍神的人都要先学习祷告。
So every person who wants to serve God, he needs to learn how to pray.
你看这使徒行传里面甚至管理饭食的人。
If we look at Book of Acts, even those who administer food.
第一个什么？
First,
好名声
to have good reputation.
第二个圣灵充满
Second, to fill of Holy Spirit.
就是表示很会祷告
It means that they know how to pray.
那用这样的人来管理饭食
They use this kind of people to administer food.
那就饭管理饭食就没有问题
And then this way, when it comes to administering food, there will be no problem.
所以每一个教会里面圣工的服事
So in every church, when it comes to each holy work,
在服事的时候很忙。
When it comes to serving them, every time when it's served, it's very busy.
在服事之前都要一段安静在神的面前。
But before this service take place, there must be a quiet time for each one of them to pray.
让神与我们同在。
So that God will be with us, each one of us.
让我们的服事能够造就人。
So our service will be beneficial and constructive to others.
所以在教会里面呢，祷告需要培养变成一个风气。
So therefore, in the church, the activity of prayer must be cultivated and become trained.
那这样我们教会有神同在，圣工就容易推展。
And then this way, that the church will have the abidance of God, and it will be easy to expand our holy work.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
Not relying on the power or wealth.
要依靠神的灵方能成事。
But we rely on the Spirit of God to accomplish.
我们今天晚上还有布道会，还有两晚的布道会。
Tonight and tomorrow night, we have two nights of evangelical services.
我们为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us continue to pray for evangelical services.
我们还有两天的灵恩会。
We have two more days of spiritual convocation.
为灵恩会来祷告。
Let us also pray for spiritual convocation.
这一些聚会确实能够把我们带到属灵的高处。
All these services surely will elevate our spirituality to a higher ground.
让我们能够来到神的面前，享受他与我们同在那种体验。
Let us all come before him to experience his abidance and the blessing.
那我们就觉得我们在这里真好。
And we will feel that it is wonderful to be here.
那我们现在要一起来祷告。
So that we're going to all pray together.
还是要求圣灵的。
For every one of you who wants to pray for Holy Spirit.
需要代祷的，接受按手的。
Or want to be prayed for or want to be laid hand upon.
请我们都到前面来。
Please all come forward.
我们现在一起来祷告。
We all kneel down and pray together.